This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullah, he said, I came to Al-Thawri, Sufyan al-Thawri. These are two great ulama from among the Salaf. He said, Ibn al-Mubarak, he said, I came to Sufyan al-Thawri on the day of Arafah while he was kneeling and crying. Ibn al-Mubarak, he looked at him and he asked him, who is the worst person today? On the day of Arafah, who is the worst person? So he answered and he said, the one who assumes that Allah will not forgive him. Allahu Akbar. The worst person on the day of Arafah is the person who assumes Allah will not forgive him. Yani, you know what that means? That means alongside your dua on the day of Arafah, you must assume good of Allah. Think good of Allah. Don't sit there thinking all negative about Allah and that I doubt Allah will forgive me. I doubt Allah will make my life easier. A'udhu billah. Such a person is the worst person on the day of Arafah. So that means the best person on the day of Arafah is the one who alongside his dua has good thought in Allah. Good assumption of Allah. Yes, bi'ithnillah, Allah is going to forgive my sins. Bi'ithnillah, Allah is going to free us from the hellfire. Yes. Na'am, al-believer has to be certain of this. And then he still has an element of fear in him that Allah may reject him. And that fear there is so it can balance you out so you don't become arrogant. Otherwise, bi'ithnillah, that's the ending of the believer. That he enters the paradise, that Allah frees him from the fire, no matter what your past was.